Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Friday, March 13th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and we prepare these messages each weekday morning. Actually, it's afternoon as we finally get around to reading our message today. And our intent is to encourage others. Today's message is titled, Why This Waste? Now listen to the scripture text from Matthew 26, verse 8.
When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. Why this waste? They asked.
Well, Brooksine and I both grew up in the 60s, and I especially was raised by parents who had both grown up through the Great Depression. My mom especially was influenced by this experience during her formative years, and to her last earthly breath remained very, very thrifty, and actually, that's an understatement. However, I am very thankful for the example of both of my parents of resourcefulness and personal responsibility. I know the same is true for Brooksine. These are two character traits that are greatly lacking in our modern world. Well, I purposefully have provided very little context to the Daily Burst. Do you recall the occasion? It's one of those passages that has always intrigued me, and the story is found in three of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and John.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany, and he reclined at the table in the home of Simon the leper. A woman came to him, well known in the community for her past sinful lifestyle. She was identified as Mary. It would take a great deal of courage and determination for her to appear at a banquet where she was an uninvited guest. Her reputation was stained throughout the community, so she would be recognized, and she would have to carry out her unusual act of devotion in the presence of others. But with deep devotion, she proceeded to pour out about a pint of very expensive perfumed ointment on Jesus' head. As she did so, her tears began to flow like a cleansing fountain as they fell on Jesus' feet. She then proceeded to wash his feet, not with water, but with her tears of gratitude. She wiped them dry with her long hair. A respectable woman did not unbind her hair in public, but she did, as she fully expressed her devotion and used it for utilitarian purposes. Continuing in her role as a humble servant, she poured out the rest of the costly perfume on Jesus' feet. Those who were observing this seeming public display began to mentally calculate that this expensive perfume was worth more than a year's wages. Wow! That really was an expensive anointing.
Well, I did a little study, and today what is claimed to be the most expensive perfume in the world is known as Clive Christian No. 1, which retails for $2,350 for 30 milliliters, which I determine is just 1 ounce of the pure perfume. Well, I like to buy Brooksine perfume occasionally, but I think she's going to have to pass on that one. I still think Cotillion, the Avon perfume Brooksine wore while we dated, smells just great. Well, at this anointing, the disciples were indignant and asked, "Why this waste?" As I read the story, I actually identify with this concern of the disciples. They recognized the monetary value of the cost of the perfume and quickly calculated that this perfume could be sold and the proceeds used more nobly, given to the poor, for instance. Actually, Mark records that the disciples, quote, rebuked her sharply, end quote. Well, at this point, I find myself saying, way to go, guys. Teach this woman that such extravagance is unnecessary, and this resource can be put to better use, end quote. Well, surely Jesus, who loved the down-and-outers, would agree with such an assessment, we reason. Well, John's Gospel cuts to the mustard when he points out by name the main instigator who was on the thrift watch duty that evening. It was Judas. And John shares the real motive. Quote, "He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it." That, by the way, is from John 12, verse 6.
But Jesus rebuked the disciples. "Leave her alone," he said. He went on to commend the woman and point out a truth that we're demonstrating today in our very message from Mark 14:9. It says, "I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her."
Well, the story is a reminder of the convoluted value system of the world, and what encouragement can we receive from its message today? Well, in what way might it spur us on to being giving unreservedly in our devotion toward God? To others, even believers, sometimes our acts of devotion may seem extravagant or a little over the top. But fully surrendered hearts give more than just a token. They give until it hurts. I want to have the heart of the psalmist David, who in 2 Samuel 24, verse 24, said, and we end the message with this statement, "I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God with that which costs me nothing."
Let's pray together. Father, I come to your altar with thanksgiving and contrition as I offer you my whole heart and my life, both present and future, and you even use the past. Use it for your glory and set me apart for your purpose as I live out my life here on earth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we put a lot of labor into today's message, and the joy of study and further personal enrichment as we hope to also encourage others. We do have some additional notes on the study today. If you go to the website that I'm not going to read today, based on a very in-depth study of this passage by a brother I'd never heard of before. I did read it. He's with the Lord now. His name is J. Hampton Keevely. There'll be a link to that. We have some suggested music today. Two songs especially come to mind. One is a Steve Green song from probably the 80s called Broken and Spilled Out, based on this passage. Another one Brooksine suggests is a beautiful song called Lord, I Offer My Life to You. Both of these songs are available as a clickable link on our site today. And it will open up a separate page where there will be a YouTube embedded video. All you need to do is click the arrow in the beginning. In most computers, it will play. Well, these last several days, we featured some photos of a friend of ours, actually a lady that we work with as a chaplain in one of the companies. We visit her. And today, we use a beautiful photo taken in southern Chile of some bright yellow dahlias with a very interesting house in the background, as well as a Chilean fishing village with a boat in some type of bay or harbor there at the bottom of the message. Again, this is the message we prepared for Friday, March 13th, 2009. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. May God truly encourage you today and give us all the resolve to offer our all to the Master.